Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
He had sex last night with the wrong person.
This is our secret, okay?
Go 60 days with no sex, no other women.
If I'm not having sex, neither are you.
Chief resident.
The one fifth-year resident that rules all residents.
I went to the board this morning and told them I was retiring.
I came out here to be chief, and Meredith complicates that.
I just have to pick one.
But if you don't pick one, this is going to be your face the rest of your life.
My name is not Ava! You made it up! It's not me!
What percentage of Americans will get any cute out of you?
As interns, we know what we want. To become surgeons. And we'll do anything to get there.
What are the signs of a central line infection?
Redness and fever.
Suffer through killer exams. Endure 100-hour weeks. Stand for hours on end in operating rooms. You name it, we'll do it.
What's Kahn syndrome?
Wait, I know this.
Oh, detected.
Cracking under pressure.
No, primary hyperaldosteronism. Get out of the seat. My turn.
No, it's my turn.
No, it's not.
Try this. Wise orange with vanilla butter.
Yeah, I'm trying to study for the most important test of my intern career. I don't have time for wedding cake.
Just try it.
Oh, go!
What is the strongest layer of the small bowel?
Fine, yummy.
We're not good.
Damn it.
It is not snot.
Something goes there.
Yes.
Wait, how do you know that? Are you studying with the wife's cards?
What cards?
Callie was ranked number one in her year after this test. She has legendary flashcards.
We don't need the flashcards. We are independently brilliant.
Dream team.
Yeah, I'm going to hurl out of the seat.
Hurl, my dear. Oh,
come on.
Your ass.
This is the limit. Might be a little tart.
Okay. What is actinic keratosis?
Actinic keratosis is a premalignant lesion.
I know people.
In anyone.
Mm-mm. Too tart?
Okay, I don't care. I mean, is Alex right or am I?
Learn to care while I'll get another bride.
I love it. I love all cakes. Now break the tie.
Correct.
Yes!
The tough part, though, is reconciling this huge thing we want to be surgeons with everything else we want.
Hey.
Hey.
I haven't seen you in a few days. I left messages.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to...
I know. I told you to stop hovering, and you did, and I appreciate that. But now stop the stopping.
No, you're right. It's ridiculous for me to worry about you all the time.
Sweet that you worry.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I should communicate more.
Right.
You don't think I can do it? I can do it.
Really?
In a few seconds, I'll be getting on that elevator. And then I'll be going on rounds. Oh. See that? I'm getting on the elevator. Communicating.
28 more days. Then it's you and me in a locked room for a record-breaking, earth-shattering, mind-blowing...
Okay! I got it. Thank you.
That was less than enthusiastic.
I'm going to be more enthusiastic when we cross the finish line.
Okay. Just making sure you haven't lost interest in the project.
Not at all.
Good.
Doing?
The bakery wants me to make a decision by tomorrow.
So,
if you can tell me your favorite by then, that would be great.
Cakes and little place cards? Okay, he's turning into a girl.
I think it's sweet. He obviously cares about this stuff.
This white one tastes pretty good.
I should bring a piece to Derek, right? That's what good girlfriends do. Take their boyfriend's cake and communicate.
No, the best ones just keep all that stuff to themselves.
Did you bring Callie's cards?
No.
Oh, no cake for you.
Dr. Bailey, I saw a hemigloscectomy on the board. Can I scrub in?
No, you're not doing surgeries today.
What?
Your intern exams are in 2 weeks. You need to spend every available minute studying for them. Believe me, when you won't have to repeat your year as interns, you'll be thanking me for this opportunity. So, Gray and Yang, you're doing scut.
O'Malley and Stevens, you'll be joining me. In the clinic career of you with Ava.
Well, I don't always have to be on a case. Someone else can have her. Or not.
So, last night we studied together. Today we're treating patients together.
And we're fine. We're not tortured. It's not weird. We made a mistake. We've moved on.
If anything, I think it brings us closer together as friends.
We're very impressive.
I think we are.
Larry Jennings just checked into the hospital.
What's the matter with him?
I have no idea. His assistant said it was a matter of the utmost discretion.
Oh, that's never good.
Now, whatever it is, it was important enough for him to cut short his vacation and fly home. I want you on point on this one. No clinic today.
Oh, I can do both.
Miranda, we are talking to Chairman of the Board of Seattle Grace Hospital. The clinic will survive without you for a day. Learn to delegate.
Well, who am I supposed to delegate to?
Chief Weber, you paged me? Sydney Heron, reporting for duty.
I was wondering if I was going to see you today. Where have you been?
Just getting my assignments.
Yeah? Anything good? Anything as good as a crazily hormonal pregnant amnesiac with a tennis EDL at the wrong people?
Your blood pressure's higher than it should be.
So what? We're not friends anymore? I won't tell you about Dr. Montgomery's sex bet with the overly hot Dr. Sloan? Yeah. If he can go 60 days without sex, they're getting back together. Apparently, they used to be a thing back when she was married to Dr. McDreamy.
The question is, how do you know all that?
I'm on bed rest 5 feet from the nurse's station, and I have excellent hearing. I know everything. It's like watching a soap. Do you know how many doctors in this hospital Nurse Olivia has slept with? Oh, wait, who am I talking to? You're one of them. Anyway, I'd strongly advise you to move on to Dr. Montgomery before you lose your shot. Or I would if we were friends.
So if she wants to be with Sloan?
Dude, if she wanted to be with Sloan, she'd be with Sloan.
The other board members have a say in who gets to be chief, but Larry, he's the one who really decides, okay? He knows it, and they know it.
So if the attending find out it's here...
The man won't get a moment's peace.
Chief,
hey, Chief, you have to leave now. I want you all out of here, okay? Look, go, out.
All right, but you know where to find me.
Celeste, my assistant. You can have Celeste.
Go away.
But we can help.
We can help.
What is that supposed to mean?
He doesn't have any woman parts.
Look, it's not like we don't know where he is.
Irrelevant.
Right, we just come back anyway.
Right.
Richard, finally. Oh, for God's sake, what are the four musketeers doing here? What happened? I'll be discreet.
Larry, they're here for the same reason I am. To see if they can help.
Right. Bunch of ghouls. Right, when he wants to be the new chief. Fix this. Ain't got my vote. No, those are not grapefruits.
Well, it looks as though you won't be needing my services after all.
And suprapubic tenderness.
It's because I haven't taken a leak in 3 days. 3 days.
Could be a hernia.
He wouldn't do that.
Was it trauma? Testicular torsion? Twisting?
Twisting? You'd have to tie him in a triple knot to get that kind of fluid buildup. Am I wrong?
I was taking a 2-week raft ride down the Amazon. Oh,
maybe it's a tropical disease. Mm. Schistosomiasis, filariasis.
Oh, no, they're just guessing. Richard!
Dr. Bailey, call Dr. Fisher in neurology to do a suprapubic cath and order an ultrasound and KUB. Larry, have you called Nancy?
I don't want to worry my wife unless I have to.
She wasn't on a trip with you?
White chocolate with vanilla butter cream.
That's what got me.
Can't decide. Triple berry at least has fruit, so I can pretend it's healthy. But...
Ava's BP is 171 over 118.
She's preeclamptic.
I ordered a blood test and a biophysical profile, and the baby was fine, but Ava's got edema.
Get her on a mag and hydralazine.
What about an epidural to get her blood pressure down? I mean, am I going overboard, or...
Believe me, I wish I had someone who cared that much about my blood pressure.
Yeah, well, from what I hear, in 28 days you will.
I've had a cold, like, forever. I've been here 3 times, and they keep telling me it's going to go away, but my nose just won't stop running. I'm like the most disgusting fountain in the world.
Sometimes these things just drag on. You might have to wait it out.
No, I can't wait anymore. See, there's a girl... And we've been out a few times, and now it's gotten to the point where we're supposed to, you know, seal the deal. But the nose thing is so gross, I can't get anywhere near her.
I'm sure if she's really into you, she'll hang in there.
No, you don't understand. Now, have you ever met someone where the attraction was so intense you thought it may just kill you? You know, like you're in the same room and your skin is on fire. And you want to touch him so bad.
You know what? Okay, like... we get it. We're on the case.
Yes, I will do an ante, and you will listen to his...
Chest?
Yes.
Which fluid resuscitation technique is used in acute burns?
Tap and formula. Come on, Mayor. Step it up.
What is Vershaw's triad?
Oh, I hate George. He married into the cards. I think he knew. I think that's why he married her.
Yeah, that's why he married her.
We need those cards.
We don't need the cards. What is Vershaw's triad?
Dr. Torres, Dr. Burke and I are trying to choose a wedding cake, and there are some samples in the conference room. If you have a moment, I would really love your opinion, because well, you've got such great taste.
You're not getting my cards, Yang.
Dr. Bailey, you need an intern?
Yeah, how's it going in the clinic, O'Malley? How's Sydney doing?
Oh, that's why you wanted to see me to find out how things were going.
Dr. Bailey?
What?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Oh, of course, Ms. Newman.
What can I do for you? This is embarrassing. Mortifying, actually. I think I need to be tested. Larry and I, whatever Larry has, I probably have it as well.
O'Malley.
Yeah.
Paige, Dr. Montgomery.
Okay.
Okay. How's it going, buddy?
I'm getting a strep culture on bed 9 and discharging Mr. Benton.
The gentleman with the sinus issues?
It's a runny nose. And I have a test to study for, and Bailey doesn't like us to
talk. Bailey's not here today. Okay? I am. And it's all well and good to open a clinic as some kind of power play for chief resident, but chief resident isn't really about big think. It's about patient care. Okay? So, let's see what we can do to improve Mr. Benton's experience.
It's just a cold.
Nasal lavage. Because we care.
Nasal lavage.
Yeah. Get yourself a bulb syringe, squeeze an isotonic solution into one of Mr. Benton's nostrils, it'll squirt right out the other side. Incredibly restorative. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat.
It's not what you think. It is. It's just not an affair. Though, I guess technically it is. But we're in love. The kind of love you think you're never going to find, and then you do, and the fact that he's married seems a small price to pay for being happy, you know? At least, most of the time. But then 5 years go by and he still hasn't left his wife and you must think I'm a terrible person.
No judgment whatsoever.
I know I should leave him. It's just, do you have any idea how rare it is to find someone you can work and play with? And we love each other. How wrong can it be?
Richard, this thing still hurts like hell and my boys here are not getting any smaller. I want to know what you're doing about it.
Well, the urologist just drained your bladder. Next up is an ultrasound and an x-ray. The interns will be taking up.
No. I mean, what are you doing for me?
Getting some of the best surgeons in the world to help you.
I came here for you. You. You're the best surgeon in this place. Place you used to be.
What's the problem, Larry? Am I not taking good enough care of you?
How does a man lose his desire at 53, 54, however old you are? How does that happen?
I haven't. There are other things in life.
Like what? Adele leaving you? Even more reason to keep the job. You're a surgeon, man. I have to go skinny dipping in the Amazon to get that kind of a thrill.
I'm not going to let you browbeat me into keeping this job.
Like I'd even want to at this point. When I appointed you chief of surgery, you were hungry. You were the man. Now you're a politician. Giving the excuses, handing things off. I hate to think that's the kind of doctor that you've become. But if it is, maybe it is best of you stepping down.
I know I said you could use the day to study, but we've got an all-hands-on-deck situation.
I've had a car accident.
Multiple gunshot wounds.
A penis. The chairman of the board's penis.
What's wrong with it?
His testicles have swollen, which is the understatement of the year.
Fantastic. How much?
No, don't tell me. Let it be a surprise.
Look, you and Gray can take him for his ultrasound and his x-ray.
The VIP penis.
Just go.
Elephantiasis.
Hmm.
No way Jennings has that. Did you check for brucellosis?
Oh, it could be the beginning of Fournier's gangrene.
No. I can go to gonorrhea before I went there. Then again, I'll be there at the finish line to make him pretty, which is what I'll remember. Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Gray wanted me to tell you that she's still working on Jennings' x-ray and that she'll be in the x-ray viewing room.
Good to know. She's communicating. Just about any time I think she suddenly starts communicating.
Time to think about what?
Oh, the relationship chief thing. I don't juggle both without getting distracted.
With Christina, I have to be explicit. There would be no wedding if I wasn't.
Well, it's not easy, though.
Oh, no. I never said it was easy.
Right.
You know, I caught George in a lie the other day. He said he spent the day in the clinic when he spent it doing God knows what with Aziz Stevens. It's probably nothing, right?
Right.
Right. So, how's your man, whore? Miraculously reformed?
For now. It's never gonna turn into what I want.
Which is?
The whole thing. That's my stable, who barbecues and teaches little kids how to play catch. He's not works well. This doesn't explain why I spent the entire day looking at Alex Karev like a puppy at a chew toy.
Why don't you just go there already?
Because he doesn't barbecue either. Plus, he's like 12 years old. He can fit all of his belongings in a milk crate.
I don't know. Guys like Karev... Look, at least you know he'll never lie to you. Guys like him, they mess around in their 20s, but then they, you know, pack it in and teach their kids to play catch.
Maybe. Yeah, I need to stop thinking about both of them.
And I have to stop thinking about Izzy Stevens.
Hey, Kelly. Here's the thing. When you're obsessing about something like that, there's generally a reason.
What the hell are you doing?
Maisel Lavage.
Why?
Because she's trying to kill me.
Sydney. Dr. Bailey, we've really turned this place around today.
Maisel Lavage.
4 visits in 1 month.
You questioning my patient care?
Miranda, I get it. Okay? You're protecting your turf. Very mama bear, very chief resident. But this is not about hospital politics. Okay? This is about the patient.
The patient can go home. Get that stuff out of his nose.
No, I'm not comfortable discharging him until we've addressed his problem.
The 16 patients in the waiting room aren't comfortable either.
Sir, I don't think there's anything else we can do. You know, Cole's drag on.
Yeah, I hear you.
What?
What?
It come out of his nose?
See, this is why I'm never going to have sex again.
Oh, wait right here. Order a head CT.
Why? It's not a cold?
No, Dr. Stevens, it's definitely not a cold.
Hey, just so you know, I'll be over here while you're over there, okay?
Cute.
Easy to locate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girlfriend comes with a GPS.
Hmm. Looks like some kind of foreign object.
Ouch.
That almost looks like...
a skeleton. It's skeleton-like, definitely skeleton-y.
Are those... barbs?
No. Can't be.
Well, it could be.
It looks like a teeny tiny catfish.
Close. You see there? Those are spines. This is a kangaroo fish.
The penis fish? This guy has the penis fish. In his... Wow.
What the hell did you do to me?
You know, most pregnant laboring women love their epidurals.
I'm not in labor.
I'm trying to keep it that way.
By paralyzing me from the waist down, I can't even sit up in the bed. I'm missing the show. Seattle Grace show.
I can help with that.
So I guess you're talking to me again.
I can't stay mad at you. I tried, but I couldn't do it.
Did you make your move on the redhead?
I thought you already knew everything that went on in this hospital.
As a matter of fact, I have an update. I started talking to the ortho resident.
Yeah? And?
She's seizing! Somebody page Dr. Montgomery! Somebody page Dr. Montgomery now!
It's the kangaroo. It's a freshwater fish that lives in the Amazon. It's a parasite.
I'm not an idiot. I didn't drink from the Amazon.
Did you urinate it?
No, what?
The kangaroo is attracted to blood and urine. It's been known to swim up the stream of urine and lodge itself in a man's urethra.
Even a fish swam up?
It's rare, but there are documented cases.
One man actually saw it go in and tried to grab it. It's too slippery.
Yang.
It's in the literature.
So this thing is in
now my... in your bladder. Well, right next to it. It's stuck in your prostatic urethra, which is causing the obstruction. We need to get it quickly before it causes sepsis.
Sepsis? You mean I could die?
BP shot up to 202 over 134. There's fetal distress. The epidural didn't help.
It'll help during delivery.
Oh, my God.
Alex.
His blood pressure spiked. He had a seizure.
The only way we can reduce your blood pressure and the swelling in your brain is if we deliver the baby right now.
She's only 30 weeks, but I'm not in labor.
We're going to do a C-section, Ava. Don't worry. The survival rate for preemies at 30 weeks is extremely high.
Alex, tell her no. I'm not ready.
You're ready.
But I can't do this by myself.
Well, then it's a good thing you're not by yourself.
President, a consult on the chairman of the board. This better be good. What do we have?
We had a patient in the clinic, chronic runny nose, a halo sign on the pillow. The fluids are still in the lab, but as far as I can tell...
He's leaking spinal fluid through his nose.
Thought you might like this one.
Oh, okay. Look at that. It's a brain herniation. His brain is literally sinking into his skull base.
All along, I thought it was a cold.
Book an OR.
Dr. Bailey?
Oh, no, no. You're still studying. You can watch from the gallery. I'll scrub in with you.
I thought you were doing Jennings.
No, I'll do both. I sent this guy home 3 times. I can't not scrub in.
Your daughter's beautiful, Ava.
She is.
She is.
Get her into the warmer right away.
I'll work on her.
Hand her off to Pete. I need an extra set of hands.
You'd hang some blood?
Why? Why do you need blood?
Want me to get the uterine arteries?
Alex, what's going on? Alex.
The bleeding vessels are deep.
Tell me what's going on.
What?
Ligate around the hemostat. Got it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. I'm going to die.
Okay.
I'm going to die. My baby's going to be all alone. Oh, my God. Oh.
Ava.
Oh.
Oh. Ava, look at me, okay? Look at me. You're not going to die. You're doing great. You're gonna be fine, the baby's gonna be fine. I just need you to breathe for me, right? Nice, slow, deep breaths. That's it. Just breathe. Keep breathing. Here we go.
Celeste. Good news. No chance of an STD. Now, Larry's condition. He's having surgery, but you're fine.
You did hear the part about you being fine, right?
That's what I keep telling myself. But I'm fine with things the way they are, but I probably won't be really fine until I don't care if he's fine anymore.
Celeste, I got here as soon as he's in surgery.
No, they're taking him soon. This is Dr. O'Malley. Dr. O'Malley, this is Mr. Jennings' wife, Nancy.
Hi.
It's a pleasure. He's just in there. They're prepping him for surgery.
Thank you. I left my car in front in a no parking zone. Could you move it?
What are you going to do?
Move her car.
Talk about divine retribution.
What?
He sleeps with his assistant and a carnivorous fish lodges itself in his penis. That's instant karma if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, well, Derek wasn't struck by lightning and neither were you.
Addison showed up. I had months of pain and self-loathing. Crazy ranting mother and a near drowning off the side of a dock. I mean, there's no fish in my hoo-hoo, but it's certainly not an easy ride.
Yeah, well, I've cheated on my boyfriends and I'm fine. Am I the only one?
Which picture's your favorite? I haven't chosen one yet.
Okay, clearly you're not getting the point. I don't have favorite cakes. That's why you're involved.
You gotta go. If you see my boyfriend, tell him I had some tuna salad and a yogurt, and now I'm off to the OR.
Okay, just, not eating for pleasure. I really need a choice, so what kind of favorite? Sorry, I froze there a little bit.
That's okay.
I'm not getting weird. You know, it was just a weird cough growing.
Oh, her.
Good?
The
question.
You're covered in cake.
Correct.
Hey. Just checking up on Ava.
Do I have another Danny Duquette situation on my hands?
What? Are you serious?
I have never seen you so attentive with a patient. You're always there, checking your stats, running tests, doing research.
It's my job.
No, it's my job. I'm her doctor. You're my intern.
Which is why I have to know her stats at all times. Because I'm not about to stand next to you in your OR and be anything less than overprepared. Okay? There's no way I'm going to go to work every day with a surgeon like you and not be at the top of my game. So, if you want to yell at me...
Are given the cards because you're married to him. I respect that. But there is an argument to be made for female surgeons sticking together.
You're relentless.
Sisterhood and all that, you know?
Uh-huh. Scary. Inhuman relentless.
You are like a role model to me or something.
Okay, you know what? Stop. This is just getting sad.
I will give the cards to George. I am sure he will share.
No, he won't. With me, anyway. I'll just share them with Izzy. They're like an exclusive little unit. Whatever.
Yay! My locker is on the right side, third room from the door. The cards are on the top shelf.
Really?
They're all yours.
Oh, God. Sorry.
It's okay.
I was, So we're good?
That's good.
Good. Okay, then.
Don't talk. No, it's not fair. And I know it's not your fault, and I know there's nothing going on between you and George. I know that. Except there is. You're his best friend. He loves you. He gets you. He needs you. And I'm his wife. And I know I get the sex and the commitment and life with him. But I want him to get me. And to need me. I can't compete with you. So I'm asking you to please stop. Just stop. Find another friend. Or whatever you do, just give me my husband back.
What about the forked stone grasper?
It can lead to urethral injury.
The forceps aren't working at this point. I'm willing to try anything.
All right. Stone grasper.
Okay.
Do we miss anything good? Hello. You okay?
I've had better days. Where's Dr. Bailey? Pager. VTAC. Does he have a pulse of that?
Oh, he's going down.
Yes.
He needs one to be in your room.
How much longer do you think it'll take? You worry about getting his arrhythmias down. But we're going to have to change our game plan here. The scope isn't working. Excuse me, Dr. Fisher. We're going to have to open him up.
Oh, how I missed it.
It presented as a cold planned. This sort of thing, at some point, you think it's going to get better. You don't really figure it's something that could ruin your whole life.
With the chief?
Kind of real. Go ahead, we're almost done here.
Okay. Here.
Hey, you want to book some GI stuff?
No, I'm still trying to get through my cardio notes.
You okay?
I'm fine. Shift snuck into the Candaroo surgery with Meredith and Christina.
You still can.
George, can you maybe stop talking so I can concentrate?
What's your problem? You're what?
You've crawled in and latched on. And now I can't move or talk or think or even pee without the nagging feeling that something is eating through my organs.
You don't even have a penis. How am I the fish?
It's a metaphor, George.
What happened to us being fine?
I don't know. Maybe we're not.
No more suction there. Those valves won't let go. Dr. Bailey, glad you could join us. Oh, this is useless. We'll have to cut it out, Dr. Fisher.
I'll repair the bladder.
Okay, let's do it. How's his heart holding up?
Occasional run for VTAC. He can't take much more.
Force it. Almost there.
Come on, you.
Almost there. Got it.
Holy. Ow.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Oh. Remind me never to pee in the Amazon. What?
Well, you see, we have a real meeting of the Dirty Mistresses Club. Like what it should have been from the beginning.
What are you doing?
Once. 20 minutes in the on-call room, nobody ever finds out.
Mark.
What, you tell me everything's great between you and Derek?
What makes you think there is something wrong between me and Derek?
Something's always wrong between you and Derek.
Enough. What is wrong with you?
Nothing. Edison and I were going to try and make a go of it. Things are not going to work out.
So you make a pass at me. Like that'll help.
She doesn't want me. Something's got to help.
Revenge sex is not the answer. If you're letting her go, let her go. Be an adult.
Thanks for the baby and for me not dying and stuff.
It's always a nice bonus when a patient doesn't die.
You and Red make a pretty good team.
Don't tell Sloan.
Oh, she and Sloan aren't happening. She wants you.
How do you know that?
You know everything, remember? Her talking to the ortho doc about how she wants someone who barbecues and plays catch. She wants someone who's committed.
Yeah, well, that's not me.
I hate to tell you this, but it is. You may talk tough, but you're a decent guy, Alex. Whether you want to admit it or not, you're actually one of the good ones.
Mrs. Jennings. Your husband's out of surgery. Everything went very well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful.
Dr. O will be down to fill you in soon.
Dr. O'Malley, do me a favor. Could you go tell Celeste? She's a basket case, and I just don't have it in me to take care of my husband's girlfriend right now. Of course I know. The wife always knows.
Dr. O'Malley?
Yes.
Mr. Jennings' personal physician would like a copy of his medical records. And here's a number.
Okay.
Mr. Jennings? I've cancelled your appointments for next week. There's just a conference call that's proving a little bit difficult to reschedule. But I'm sure Danny can handle it.
Well, what's Danny up to with it?
I've asked him to step in temporarily until you find someone else.
Oh, wait, Celeste. What the hell is that all about?
Well, I think she just left you. Goodbye, Larry.
What the hell's going on here?
I think I'm done here.
A vault. I think I need a vault because I've eaten like a cake and a half and it's just not cutting it. And you don't gossip.
Because nobody tells me anything.
I was with a married man. It was.
Yeah, I don't mind that nobody tells me anything.
It was George. I was with George.
Firm inside, not spongy. The frosting, like meringue, light and not too sweet. I always thought chocolate inside, but I'm leaning away from that.
You've heard a lot about this cake.
This cake for this day. With this woman.
The red velvet's your winner, by the way.
What are you doing here?
I wanted you to know where I was, so I thought I'd come and tell you.
Ah, you're mocking me.
I'm apologizing to you.
You're making light of things.
I'm running my fingers through your hair. I'm standing in your bedroom, unbuttoning my shirt. And now I'm taking off my pants. And now I'm getting in your bed naked. Mark, we need to, we should go get a drink. And maybe talk. Do you have some time? It's just something's always wrong with you and me.
You don't want to have a drink with me. I'm not what you're looking for.
What are you talking about?
I slept with someone. Couldn't hold out. Once a man whore, always a man whore, right?
Miranda, go home.
I'm almost done.
Go home. See your family. You have to accept there are days where you can't do it all. You have to delegate.
I did.
And then you do all the work anyway. And you're still doing it.
You didn't have better things to do today than to ride herd on that VIP case?
There was a fish in a man's penis.
It's always going to be a fish in a man's penis, Chief. You can say you're moving on all you want, but are you really?
If you don't slow down, you might end up without a family to go home to. Good night, Miranda.
Josie, you can't do that.
Do what?
Not look happy after sex. It's bad for the ego.
I'm fine.
Are we fine?
Sure.
Not so convincing. I shouldn't have accused you of hovering. It wasn't nice. You were just trying to be there for me. But now I'm being available, communicating and getting naked and doing all of your favorite things.
Good things.
Then why are you still staring at the ceiling?
I don't know. I just... that day, came out of the water. I spent the scariest hour of my life trying to breathe for you. I love you and I want you, but I don't know what to... You didn't swim? You didn't swim and you know how to. And I don't know if I can... I don't know if I want to keep trying to breathe for you.
My songs are...
I should go.
My voice is strong. I've never been alone
before. I'll go. Too often, the thing you want most is the one thing you can't have.
What acid-based finding do you classically get with significant vomiting? Hypokalemic, hypochloremic, metabolic alkalosis. Unbelievable.
Did you pick a cape?
I like the red one.
The red velvet?
Yeah.
That's the girl?
Runny Nose Guy's big love. I don't know how we do this. I don't know how we work together and be friends and act like it's all okay.
There's a spot available at Mercy West. I called them.
You're gonna transfer to Mercy West?
I have to.
Desire leaves us heartbroken. It wears us out. Desire can wreck your life.
Hey.
Hey.
Who's gonna go get a drink? You want to head over to Joe's?
Yeah, I'm kind of under with this test.
Okay.
You know, I took that test once upon a time. We could go back to my hotel. I could quiz you.
Look, this isn't. You're not my girlfriend, okay?
What?
I mean, no offense. Today was awesome. It's just, I'm really busy. I have a lot of work. I don't have time for.
Oh, of course. Study. That's what you're here for, right? But as tough as wanting something can be, the people who suffer the most are those who don't know what they want.
听力网 3w.rrting.com